Pleased to have joining us in the studio this morning, Mel Mackay from John Baps Memorial High School here in Bangor. Mel, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir. Thank you for being here.
So good to be with you guys.
So, please, what in the world? Major expansion here for my alma mater, JBMHS. What's the plan here, and what necessitated this need?
Right. You and I don't remember the original opening of the building in 1928, do we?
No,
we don't.
Fortunately, I think, because we might not be here right now. So
this is John Baps' 90th year here in Bangor on Broadway. The great old building at 100 Broadway is in good shape, which tells you how they built them in the old days. But it's been that long since the school has added a major new building, and we announced last Thursday that a new gym and fitness center are on the way, and after we're able to move into those spaces, then we'll do some work at the old school and have a new dining hall, kitchen, and technology center.
Now, this is a major undertaking. What do these new facilities that have been planned, what do they allow for at the school that you simply haven't been able to do before?
Right. You know, one of the things that all PE teachers talk about these days is lifetime fitness, healthy habits, so that when students graduate from high school in Maine, they know how to use exercise equipment. They've got a healthy habit so that they stay in shape, know how to eat well, and all that kind of thing. So not only is the practice gym important, but the fitness center, which will be as large as the gym, the two together, 15,000 square feet, are going to benefit every student in the school.
It's not an inexpensive proposition, and some of that because of the school's current construction and its location. It's not like you've got several acres of open land that you can make this happen in.
Our school's a downtown school, isn't it? Essentially,
indeed.
Right around the corner from Bagel Central and all those businesses that our kids are patronizing. We are lucky in that many years ago, the former Jewish Community Center was purchased by the John Baps Board. And so really not knowing at that time what would ever become of that that building and the land that it sits on, now we know, because at the corner of French and Somerset Streets, we do have a large enough footprint to place this new building. Our architects, our Ames associates, they're right there in the historic district here in Bangor, so they're very sensitive as to how to fit that into a relatively narrow slice of land.
Mm-hmm. Well, as somebody who had their phys ed classes in that gymnasium down in the basement, I think it's time. I think it's time. Looking forward to this. Now, the campaign to fund this it's going to be sort of a lengthy process here.
Right, but we've actually been at it for more than a year. The way campaigns work, as many people are familiar, many of your listeners know, when a hospital or a symphony or one of the other great institutions, one of the universities goes out and raises money, you start quietly, you go to those folks whom you're already close to. We have already raised $3.5 million toward the $7.5 million that we need altogether. So we feel good about this. That's why I said at the outset that what we did is announce publicly that we're now in fundraising mode. As soon as we can put together a little bit more spare change among those folks who love John Baps and care about Bangor, then we'll be ready to put a shovel in the ground.
It's something that many are still unaware of, the fact that John Baps provides education for international students as well as as well as housing those students very nearby the building itself. How big a part of the John Baps Memorial High School experience has been the addition of international students, and just how well is that working, though?
We started in 2011. We were full the first year. We've been full every year ever since. We're a school now of 470 students in total, 400 from the local area, coming from 35 main towns, and then 70 students from 11 countries overseas. Those kids from overseas are great. They bring us the diversity, the D word that everyone seeks. What does that really mean? It means that our local students are meeting kids whose first language is not English,
yes,
whose customs may be very different from their own, who get very excited at Chinese New Year but don't necessarily know what Thanksgiving is. You know, those are great things, because when we send those kids out into the world, you know they're going to meet that diversity in college, in the workplace, and to begin to develop some skills around that kind of cultural competence is so important.
I would have to agree. When we talk about sort of the broader Bangor community, we've talked about the importance of Bangor being the home for the Maine Multicultural Center, recognizing that we need to be able to make our city and our state an appealing destination for you know, for a lifetime, for the oft-used phrase, people from away. We need to see that influx of young minds and talented people. You know, maybe there's an opportunity here for some of the students, international students who come to JBMHS to consider a more significant move down the road. Remember what their experience was like here, and help spread the word.
Right, and you know, in a funny way, it applies to the Maine kids as well. So imagine we're bringing in 400 Maine students into Bangor every day who consider Bangor the place they went to high school. The city's very lucky to have a high-quality public school and a high-quality private school just down the road from each other. And then those international students, many of them fall in love with this area. Their parents fall in love with this area. Yeah. We've even had one parent buy a house here. So imagine if you're from Shanghai, population 25 million, maybe not as big as Mexico City, as you mentioned earlier. But those folks don't know what it's like to have a yard around your house, to have the kind of fresh air and great, you know, delicious drinking water that we have in the city. Mm. So they get pretty excited when they come here and see beautiful Maine, and they come back.
Excellent. We're speaking with Mel Mackay. He's head of schools for John Baps Memorial High School. The announcement coming near the end of last week about a major undertaking, a significant expansion of facilities for John Baps Memorial. If somebody's listening right now and they think, hey, you know what, I'm an alum, or I know somebody who was an alum, or, you know, I know a family, or I have a friend who might have been a student from one of the many municipalities that serve as sort of feeders for John Baps, how could they participate? What's the way to get involved? How do they reach out?
Well, the campaign makes it easy because they can go to our website, johnbaps.org, and find a way to contribute right away. I'll tell you, if they have a question about what we're up to, if they'd like to put us in touch with a young person who might want to take a tour of the school, shadow a current student, just call me, Mel Mackay. We're a small school in a friendly place, and we make it easy for folks to get in touch with us.
There you go. Go right to the top and ask to speak with Mel. The phone number, 947-0313. We'll put a link up to the website to make it easy for our audience to find it. And also, hey, speaking of making things easy to find, right there on the very top of the website, there is a link to the campaign for John Baps. And I love the logo incorporating one of those iconic exterior lights from the front of the building.
That's right. Love that school.
Absolutely. Hey, it's a pleasure to have you here. I appreciate your time this morning, Mel. I hope we can continue to touch bases with you in the coming months to get some updates on how the campaign is going.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the sports update. Now I can start my week.
All right. Hey, there. See, Paul? And you said we should do away with sports.